This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver is set to spend $35 million of federal grant money on four projects in neighborhoods that were divided and heavily affected by the construction of Interstate 70. Projects around the National Western Center include a new pedestrian bridge over a busy intersection and environmental remediation at a former landfill. Denver Mayor Mike Johnston says the city has stopped the cycle of veteran street homelessness. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports.
Veterans experiencing homelessness in Denver and living on the streets now have a bed in a private room, Johnston says. The city has collected data on every veteran living outdoors, knows where they are and what they need. And when a veteran falls into homelessness, the city's shelters and the VA will work together to bring that person inside the same day. This is part of the mayor's plan to end unsheltered homelessness in Denver in his first term. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
Colorado Springs could soon be home to the country's biggest solar cell factory, CPR Sam Brash.
The state's Economic Development Office recently awarded a $6 million tax incentive to bring the factory to Colorado. It doesn't usually name the companies getting those kinds of benefits, but in a commission meeting Thursday, an executive for Covault Energy, a solar manufacturer in upstate New York, said it's behind the proposal. The company expects the plan could result in the country's largest solar cell factory and generate 378 new jobs. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
This is CPR News and KRCC.